What are the most basic things that every Orthodox Christian should do is they should memorize the creed, and you should be saying it daily as a part of your prayers. But when we memorize the creed, we don't do that just so that we can rattle off the words, but we want to think about the meaning of the words as we say them. And one of the things that we confess in the creed is that we believe that Christ will come again in glory to judge both the living and the dead. The question is do we pay attention to that? Do we really believe what we say? To those who do believe that and act like it, this is a great promise. St. Paul refers to it as that blessed hope, which is the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ. But to those who live in a way that shows that they don't really believe that, this is not a blessed hope, but rather a day of reckoning. We're told that Christ will repay us according to our works. If we've done what is right and loved both God and our neighbor and trusted in God's mercy when we have failed to do so and repented of our sins, which means to turn away from our sins, to change our mind about those sins, what a joy it will be on that day to hear the words, "Come ye, blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." But to those who have lived for themselves and lived in a way that ignored this day of reckoning, he will say instead, "Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels." We have a lot of people, particularly in our modern time, that want to talk about the Christian faith as if it's all positive. We don't talk about punishment. We don't believe in legal categories when we talk about our salvation. But today is the Sunday of the Last Judgment. And it's not the last health checkup at the spiritual hospital that we're commemorating today. It's the day of judgment. And when you have a judgment, that entails a sentence. Now, there are many images that tell us about our salvation because these are things that are beyond our daily experience. And so these are like the many facets of a diamond, and every one of those facets tell us some aspect of the truth. But it's all true, and you have to believe all of it. It was true last Sunday when we talked about the loving Father who embraces the prodigal son when he returns in repentance. But it's also true that those prodigal sons that refuse to return to the Father until it's too late will face a day of reckoning, and it won't be a happy story. This gospel reading we heard today started off very happy, talking about those that had done the right stuff. And it would have been a very happy way to have ended the story right there when it talked about, "Come ye blessed of my Father." But there's bad news that goes along with the good news. The good news is good news because there's bad news, but the good news is that you don't have to experience the bad news. You can love God, you can embrace him, you can embrace the salvation that he offers you. But you have to actually do that. And that doesn't just mean saying the words, it doesn't just mean asking Jesus into your heart one time. It means striving to live a life that's pleasing to him. We don't simply mouth these words of the creed. We have to believe that Christ is going to come again to judge both the living and the dead, and believe that that means business. We want to hold on to that promise. We want to see that as that blessed hope. We want to look for that great reward. But we also have to understand that if we don't, we face just the opposite of that. We have to live like we actually believe that, because those words are true whether we want to believe it or not. If I was going to write the story of our salvation, it would end with everybody being saved. And because I know that would include me too. Just out of enlightened self-interest, that's the way I would write the story. But I'm not God. I'm just a creature. And I don't get to second-guess his views. It's just like when you have a toddler that will often ask you questions like, "Well, why do I have to go to bed right now?" Well, you know why he has to go to bed right now, but you know he's not going to understand why he has to go to bed right now. You just say, "Because I said so. You need to go to bed." Well, that's what we have to accept when it comes to what God teaches us in Scriptures, that there's a lot of things that we don't understand as creatures, but they're nevertheless true. And the positive side of this truth is something, it's a hope that can sustain us through any difficulty in life. If we just believe that there's a reward that's awaiting us, there's a day when we will be united with Christ forever, and we will get to enjoy him for all eternity in that fellowship with our fellow believers, and we be reunited with our loved ones in the Lord. But it's a threat that's more sure than anything that you can see or that you can touch, that if you ignore these words, you're going to experience the negative side of that. So as we prepare for the fast, we need to keep this truth before us, for we're told in the scriptures in the book of Sirach or Ecclesiasticus, "And whatever you do, remember your last days, and you will never sin." Amen.